Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, here we go, here we go. Welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. Glad to be back with you folks here today. And I tell you, it's everything we can do to keep ahead of the pace of all the news stories and all the happenings in Florida. A lot of this stuff, we got to get it out there because it's to your benefit, to your service.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, I'm here with Professor Barlow, and I tell you, Dr. Barlow, I sleep good at night because I feel like I'm providing a service. No telling how many mishaps we may have helped prevent.
And you will sleep very good after this one we're going to do today.
Well, yeah. Some nights I don't sleep good after I read some of the stuff that we have to talk about. But I'm going to tell you, we've given some good tips on everything about keeping your doors closed.
Right. I mean,
because you don't know. You leave a door open in Florida.
Right.
What's going to come in there?
Right.
Nothing good.
Yeah.
It's not going to be something you wanted to have come in the door.
Right.
And so
about all the different kind of organs there are out there, we've discussed that.
You know?
We got one today that's woo.
Yeah. Those organs. And you. This is coming from some. I've probably got 30 or 40. College hours of anatomy. and I didn't understand about the multiple organs. And then another thing we have, we're taking a complex world and breaking it down for y'all and making it a little more simple.
Right. Because it is
Florida's complex. One of those things, it's a concept between nude and naked. There's a lot of, I appreciate a good nude, but them nekeds, all them nekeds running around.
And right. We will have some more to say about that today.
Every day. Hey, I'll give y'all, let me just give y'all a clue. If you just put into your search engine, naked in Florida, you're going to be...
Naked Florida man.
You're going to be busy for hours. So if you work for the government, do that at your job, and you'll have something to kind of keep you entertained for a long, long time. But anyway. All right, Douglas. We've done a couple different things here, and they've all worked pretty good. Last week, we did that... That word game.
The riddles and the word games, they've been going over well.
So, they're going well. Yeah. Now, and we've been just getting it at the nick of time. I mean, we got to.
They're tough.
We got to work on improving. And that's what we're all about, constant lifelong learners. Lifelong learners.
But I'm not AI. I have human intelligence. It takes me a little while to get these things.
Yeah.
So we're going to do another one today.
Lifelong learners.
All right.
And we're going to do another one today. We're going to do another riddle. Maybe we'll do a word, maybe alternate every other episode here. We're going to do a riddle. I will go through and describe, give you the riddle.
Okay.
And today's riddle, who am I?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're talking about a person. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. You ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Who am I?
Okay.
In the Sunshine State, mm-hmm. where tales are wild and grand, mm-hmm. a figure sprints through mm-hmm. suburbs across the land.
Okay, give me some more.
No cloak, no cape, just skin beneath the moon.
Oh.
He disturbs with glee, then vanishes by noon. We say naked is the game, for simply being nude garners no fame. The title's odd, a mix of bare and bold, and always at least 59 years old. Who am I, this desperado, free and uncontrolled?
I'm thinking the age and the skin. A woman on Daytona Beach. The Cougar Bandit.
The Cougar Bandit, that it does fit, I have to admit, but that's not it.
Okay. skin. That old Osceola chief up at FSU, the old Seminole Bandit.
The FSU mascot. Yeah, up there, he throws the sticks the spear in the field. Yeah, a lot of skin exposed.
Not it.
Clothed. Not yet. But you... Kind of the same behavior.
Well, it's not the Buck Bay Bandit because it's 59 years. The birthday suit bandit.
The birthday suit bandit.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny that we should mention that because he has been striking a lot lately.
Yeah, he is on the loose. I know he's superhuman, but surely there's more than one. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's one doing all this.
Well, you know, it got me to thinking this week, you know, how many times they're arresting the men that are naked. It's usually men, older men, they're out naked and they get hopped up on that Florida cocktail and they stun them and they can't knock them out. You know, and sometimes they even have to shoot them before they can get them to calm down, you know. And it kind of reminded me, Steve, of that story in the New Testament. I think about Mark 5 when Jesus, he crossed the Sea of Galilee, and I think he went to the country of the Gadarenes. I might be pronouncing that wrong. But you remember when he got on shore, this man ran out of the tombs that was naked and no one could control him. Chains wouldn't hold him. He was naked and wild, you know, kind of like our sheriff's department sees, you know. And Jesus cast them demons out of him. And then what happened to the man? He was seen clothed and in his right mind.
Preach it on, brother.
Clothed and in his right mind. So when Jesus gets a hold of you, you'll end up clothed and in your right mind. And it got me to thinking, you know, our sheriff's department, they're a little Christic in the sense that they're kind of doing the same thing. You know, they get a hold of these guys and calm them down if they can.
Yeah.
And then they're clothed in them stripes and that orange suit.
And that brings them out of it.
And after you've had a few, two or three days in the jailhouse, a man's usually in his right mind.
Then he's back out of that uncontrolled rage or whatever he's
in. So he's clothed in his right mind. So they're doing the same service for the same problem that's been going on a long time.
I was certainly thinking it's biblical.
Yeah.
And hey, it ain't from lack of churches. Like we got churches. We got plenty of churches. How many churches we got here in our town? There must be 15 of them.
Yeah.
The message, it's not like a hidden, what you just shared with us. It's not a hidden message.
Right.
But it is certainly not for lack of churches.
So if you're a birthday suit bandit out there on that Florida cocktail, Florida Sheriff's Department will get you clothed and in your right mind. It won't happen immediately. Like with Jesus, it'll be like 3 or 4 or 5 days. Some guys, 10 years, you know.
Right. But they will work
but
it
they
out.
Will get, they will get you there.
Yeah,
so.
they will get you there. And they are happy to oblige. You know, a lot of our subject matter, they will call the deputies.
Yeah, college.
And every time the deputies oblige them, oblige them. Wait right there. We're on the way. We gonna help you out.
Right. Well, them demons in this man called out to Jesus and said, "Could we work out a deal?"
Right, ready to work out a deal. And they are our sheriff's departments, our deputies. They are ready to work out a deal. But hey, with that, let's roll right into that Palm and Pine newscast. A news segment coming up right now. All right, Douglas, what you got coming up on the news for us, though, latest?
That's all I have, but I thought, speaking of churches, you had an important story that you wanted to bring to our attention.
Well, yeah, you did bring up, and I like the way you kind of, wound that into the full story of what we're seeing. You know, what we read in the Bible, we see it in the real
world.
We
see it, right? Yeah, absolutely.
And I think after I share this with you, you probably will have some biblical references that you could come up with this as well. But, you know, we grew up in the Southern Baptist Church, Douglas. We may appear unchurched, but we are very well churched because I think we had to be in there. Let's see, there was Sunday morning, Sunday school, then regular church, then Sunday night.
Yeah, they have church at night.
Yeah Sunday church. Evening, come back.
Yeah,
and then maybe Sunday afternoon youth thing too.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday
church
evening,
on Wednesday and night. Sometime they go all week with a revival.
Revival might be all week.
Just go all week. Yeah.
We've had multiple hours. years of good churching growing up here. And we know the difference between nude and naked, as you would expect.
That's why we are clothed and in our right mind.
As you would expect, with all that training, we definitely know the difference. So. Uh-huh. So the story I'm bringing forth today, Douglas. Now this happened over there. This is up there in Nassau County. Mm-hmm. You know where I'm talking about?
Yeah, right.
It's Florida's got like a little bump thing.
Yeah, like a wart. Yeah.
It looked like a wart kind of up there. It sticks up. It's really Georgia.
Right near Folkston, maybe. Georgia.
Yeah. Okay, right up there, by the big swamp.
Right.
It's really Georgia. It's north of Jacksonville. Uh-huh. That's Nassau County.
Okay.
And that's where I'm bringing this story if you need today. Now, this just came in. I'm talking just a few days ago.
Oh, we get it right off the Florida Sheriff's Newswire, guys. When you bring it into you.
When you tune in to the Palm and Pine podcast, you are getting the latest updates.
The ink ain't even dry on the page.
Right. You know, so these things are happening, and we trying to get them to y'all. Because this one today, I think a lot of people, Douglas, a lot of people are gonna sit back and say, okay, what happened in Nassau County?
There's gonna be some head deacons thinking some things over this evening, and you can thank our podcast for
that's
it.
Right.
Indeed.
That's right. And we doing God's work today. The Holy Spirit is talking through us today, brother. Let me tell you. And so what I'm bringing here from Nassau County. So Nassau County, they got a Baptist church. I'm sure they got more than one.
Right.
But we're going to be talking about Amelia Baptist Church.
Oh.
And the good folks there at Amelia Baptist Church is there in Fernandina Beach.
Mm-hmm.
They had a church secretary.
Oh.
And I'm going to throw a picture up of this woman. A very nice, easy on the eyes.
Yeah, they're usually good looking.
Church secretary.
I don't know how pastors work that out, but they tend to work that
out. They do lengthy interviews.
They got to look at them all day. So
they do lengthy. It's a lengthy interview process before they hire a church secretary. But yeah, you know, because during the week, it's just preacher and secretary.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
There ain't nobody else in the building. So, I mean, you know, okay. But anyway, Nassau County, Amelia Baptist there in Fernandina Beach, mm-hmm. and the church secretary, now she's been there secretarying, let's see how long, she's been secretarying there for 11 years.
11 years, yeah.
And
so they like type up the bulletin for Sunday and stuff. Yeah, okay, right.
Maybe send out, you know, if you ain't been to church for a while, they might send you that thing
later,
hey,
we're going
to, how you doing?
Yeah, we're going to drop you from the number.
Well, they don't do that because they want to show membership.
Now, some churches do drop you from the number.
Drop you from the number.
Stop showing up. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so her name, Melissa Ganey English.
Oh, okay.
So Melissa English.
Okay.
Formerly Melissa Roden. She's a married woman. So she'd been their secretary for about 11 years for the Amelia Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the preacher, I don't know how he kind of caught up onto this,
mm-hmm.
but they started to become aware they had some slippage in the tithing, like the monies, right?
Okay.
So the monies.
I was going to say funny business with the preacher, but now we're going the other way.
We usually go in naked.
There was some money missing.
We usually go in naked, but today we're going more towards the financial end of this. This is more white collar crime. So Miss English, you know, she had been managing, you know, all the payroll, all the finances, you know, that's what church secretary does, a big role in that. Well, from what they found so far, so I think what happened was the preacher brought in like a CFO or a CPA type person. Hey, can you kind of take a look at our books?
Yeah, do an audit.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah,
audit.
Yeah, audit. Yeah, okay.
And now he didn't inform Miss English of this.
He just, it's a secret audit.
A blind audit. A blind audit. Okay, hey, just come in here and look at it. Well, they didn't have to do much of a dive into that little auditing process until they kind of came across, we short about $575,000. The big 5'7" We are short.
You can tell our dad wasn't a deacon at that church.
Oh my gosh! If they'd have come up $10 low, our dad, and old Jerry Beecham and them would have been up there on them. Man, like, hey, where's that money? Where's that money at?
They don't have a very good auditing system or whatever you call it, where you check up on that stuff. Yeah, they let it go too far.
Maybe
they had so much money they didn't notice it.
They kind of go through all the list of purchases that Miss English made.
So some raised the eyebrows, some of those.
Well, after the audit.
After the
audit. Now they're going through the audit. See, she had full reign. She had the church credit card. She had the checkbooks, and she had signature authority and all this stuff.
All right.
So now they dig it in there. And they seeing all kind of Amazon, obviously, purchases, Walmart, Harrah's Casino. Cruises, went on lots of cruises, her and her husband, I guess, going on. And of course, it's Carnival Cruise Line. That's what it's all Carnival. They didn't take a Disney cruise or a nice one. All Carnival cruise. All kind of concerts, not Christian bands,
not even Christian rock.
No, not Christian rock, but a lot of Beyonce and all those kind of things, right? And Taylor Swift's, all them kind of concerts.
Yeah, they've concerts been going where to. They outright worship the devil. They don't even try to hide it.
No,
and
SeaWorld. They went to SeaWorld a lot.
They have a Bible study over there.
Catching up. And then quite a few. Here's one that's kind of struck my attention. Multiple charges to Hey Dude shoes. They're like a little slipper. I don't know if you noticed, Doug. You go into grocery store or Walmart now. Everybody got slippers on and the pajamas. With them Hey Dudes, they're kind of a nice slipper. Like you could wear them. You could wear them like at a restaurant, and not really get a second look.
That old preacher was probably talking. Who in the hell around here is buying shoes?
It's a Hey Dude.
And for me, he keyed in on the few women.
Tell you what, if you want to see a lot of Hey Dude shoes, you go on a Carnival cruise. You'll see a lot of Hey Dudes. A lot of Hey Dudes on there. All right. So, they keep looking, they keep digging in there, and then they see a lot of Major League Baseball. Baseball games. Now, she might have been there witnessing. We don't know this. She could have been providing testimony on that Carnival cruise.
It's outreach.
This is all alleged.
Yes.
It's alleged. She may indeed have been, providing a solid witness on all these opportunities. Another good one I pulled out was a helicopter ride over to Grand Canyon.
She's passing out tracks.
Yeah, she might have done a dump. You know where they dump a bunch of them? You know how they dump them out of the airplane?
Might have been a porcupine down there.
Yeah. like in Vietnam, they drop all them leaflets.
Yeah, that's it.
Leaflets.
Them Indians down there.
Indians. She's trying to tell them about the good Lord. And I tell you, it goes on and on and on. I mean, we can just keep digging.
As the Spanish would say, increíble.
Yeah, there you go. Right. So, hey.
Boy, that gets out. There'll be a lot of audits going on in a lot of Baptist churches because they care about their money. Let me tell you.
I tell you, the other thing about this, and you can, I tell you the best thing to do, if you really, I'll drop a link on this, but... I'm getting most of this information from Channel 4, Jacksonville News, News Jax.
Right.
But also go to YouTube and Law and Crime with Anjanette Levy, and I'll put the link on there. Well, you know what's going on now, Douglas, and this is kind of a good deal. But all these deputies, they got that. That camera.
Body cam. A lot of good footage comes from that, yes.
Oh, this is choice. They got a good, I think it's about 20 minutes with Miss Melissa here, Melissa English.
Went to arrest her. Now, did she confess or did she demur?
Well, getting back to the biblical part, you would love to see a little bit of contrition. No, she was indignant of the whole thing. Insulted, and the funny part too is the local sheriff's office, they had made a wanted poster with her and put it on Facebook, and boy did that piss her off. Let me tell you, she was not happy about that.
Oh, okay.
And she did not see the the humor or the comedy of that little wanted poster with her face on it.
Right, of course.
And yeah, she very disappointed. But I'll drop the link to that video. You can go check it out. That's Law and Crime Fix is the name of that channel.
Well, 500 grand, you know, it will come up. You know, why wasn't this noticed earlier? You know, that's really a failure. Yeah. With other management people in the church organization. Well, they didn't go that far.
Yeah. Baptists, we rotate them preachers out. So they may be about to be doing a rotation right there. That might be the end of him. And there's also some talk of, you know, as I said, she was going on these cruises, all these baseball games. Well, her husband was on there with her going all these things. Uh-huh. So don't be surprised, do a little bit more looking into that.
Oh, okay.
They're going to get him in the box and sweat him a little bit because, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, hey, your wife worked for minimum wage, you know, at the freaking
church. Sing.
Yeah, make him sing. He might... They might give him a plea deal.
He'll sing. He'll be looking at all these nights at home alone in peace.
Right.
He'll sing like a canary.
Yeah, he's going to be all over that. They won't have to offer him much. And I think he's going to, I think he'll break clean.
How much will she get for this?
Well, and I tell you another thing. There's just so many things. I mean, it's just it's ridiculous. But she was in charge of payroll.
Uh-huh.
So you know how, Douglas, you get paid. You might get paid every 2 weeks or whatever. So you get to like day 10.
Yeah, right.
And then you kind of close. You like, man, you know, I can't go out to eat this week.
Yes.
You're a little short. Well, so she would do that and just write herself another paycheck.
Just pay herself.
Yeah, pay her again.
That's a good deal. Yeah.
So double pay.
Right. Well, she had the temptation right there that we don't have.
That's it. Because
we never have our hands on the checking
account. They know better than let us have our hands on the checking account.
Suddenly the podcast would get a studio. In Burbank.
Yeah. So official podcast vehicles and you know, ski boat.
Have a pretty girl hanging out with us.
On the ski boat. Makeup. We'd have makeup done. Fancy haircuts. Oh my goodness.
I get one of them hair pieces. What are they called?
Yeah. Look like a big old raccoon. Old furry old raccoon fur. A toupee.
A toupee for one of them Hollywood barbers. It costs a lot of money.
Be like real horse hair.
Yeah, so they know better to let us near the checkbook.
No, they ain't gonna let us near the checkbook.
Yeah, but they trusted this lady, and she was fair on the eyes, you know, so you don't know how that went.
Yep.
Maybe she had to deal with some of the preachers, and then a new one come in.
Well, yeah.
Wanting to make a name for herself.
Obviously, she didn't have a deal with the current preacher because, you know, like I said, he's the one I think.
She's getting near middle age, and maybe the game didn't work anymore, and a man could resist her magic, and he said, oh, I don't know, honey.
Some of you ladies, y'all got to adapt your game as you get older. And us men, too. Because I ain't out there digging a ditch no more. Because I got to adapt my game to what the good Lord gives me. But, hey, the reason I'm bringing this in here, Douglas, is you might want to talk to your deacons. You might want to kind of look at your church.
Yeah.
Because this is not the only place.
Yeah, it's like I say, we have this one old man, bless his heart, he comes gets that tray after church, and I see him walking off with it. You know, now I think a little bit different about him. I'm looking at him.
Yeah, because, see, that's fungible.
Why are you walking off that thing?
Yeah, because he got cash money.
I'll be over his shoulder kind of watching him now.
Yeah, y'all might just mount a camera, you know, in the ceiling, looking down, you know, when he goes back there to count, and to remove that temptation from him, you know.
So she went to Escambia County, Pokie.
Nassau County.
Okay.
Yeah. So they came with the body cameras, and they picked her up at her home.
Did she make bail? It was probably pretty... high bells.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to tune in. It might be up now, what's going on with her now, because this was just yesterday. But, yeah, they come on in there.
Yeah, yeah.
The husband was there.
Okay.
He was grinning like a Cheshire cat.
He's going to sing.
Yeah. He was over there grinning like a Cheshire cat. You see him in his video. He just kind of sitting over there watching and kind of like, honey, go ahead, you know. I'll take care of things here. Yeah. Hey, give me your phone. Of course, I grabbed your phone. I got that phone, you know.
They put a digital examiner on it.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, at the beginning of it, of course, I don't want to ruin it. Y'all go watch it.
I bet when the digital examiner is going to bring out some
digital,
more.
Digital examiner. But the other good thing is when they get there, when they arrived at her home, there at Miss English's house, they arrived at the front of the double wide.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, knock on the door.
Yeah.
They sent out like a cousin or something to answer. Well, behind.
I bet there was a deputy behind.
Behind a double wide, there was a hideout. Kind of, not much different than, a little nicer because they got money.
Yeah.
A little nicer than our camp. But they had this alternate camp that had recently been built behind a double wide, and that's where they had to make the throwdown. That's where she was at.
Oh, okay.
Because they said, hey, we're going to come in the trailer, you know, look for her. And the cousin finally, like, well, she's actually out back.
Ooh.
So, yeah, they always got that little hideout. Of course, those deputies are ready for that kind of nonsense.
Oh, yeah, they always send somebody around back when they go to the place. They've seen these dog and pony shows all before.
Looks like they're
arresting some people for some true crime now, or what was alleged to be true crime. Usually they're just like bouncers rounding up drunks and insane asylum attendants. That's usually what they're doing. So now they're doing some real criminal investigations.
Hats off to Nassau County Sheriff's Office.
So all you churches out there, you might want to run an audit this week.
I tell you, a million Baptists.
Just run it anyway.
a million Baptists, we're going to put you on our prayer list. I don't think you're getting that back.
No, it's been my experience that God ain't going to give you $500,000.
It's been
my hard-won experience. We will pray for you
I don't think you're going to get it back. I think it's gone. They could have built a gymnasium, basketball courts, all kind of stuff in that church.
Oh, all kind of Lord's work that could have been done. They could have donated to the Palm and Pine podcast.
There you go.
Just a small part of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's okay. Great.
All right, you got anything else?
No,
Bug?
That's all I had today. You know, just birthday suit and.
All right, watch out for naked and naked and nude and watch that offering plate at your church. See where it goes. Woo. All right, we'll catch y'all next time. Y'all keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.